Her husband requests fresh meat? What? Me granny, mama pupa shete. Welcome to the Double Trouble Drama Show, and I'm your host, Boss Wagorific, and more details on dramatic issues. I got to tell you, so this woman says she's ashamed that her husband have a problem with her. So she said, I am ashamed to be writing this and this problem that I have, but because I do not know who it would turn who to turn to. My husband, I am married for 3 years, but I was living with this man for 2 years, but we got married. And she's saying that her husband requests fresh meat. She said to her husband, their sex life is good once, and they have she loved this man to dying in debt, but they're having a lot of problems because her husband one day said she have an idea and coming to her husband that maybe she will use one of her girlfriend to make the man satisfied more, but he said he wants fresh meat. He wants fresh meat and not just having sex with her constantly. I am like, what? What? Me mama granny pupa chuta remetete nosa. So I'm so shocked as everybody else is. It's quite a shock that her husband wants fresh meat. And I let him something there. I advise you, if you get to pack up your things and leave. Let him name not deserve you, but you go mention it to him, say so you want him to try out new things. That's another thing, you should never do that. As a woman, have some integrity, have some ambition about yourself, because it is important when you do have a little integrity and ambition about yourself. People can say, yeah, you know what I say? It is important you have some ambition in you. No, 60-year-old pastor, 60-year-old is looking for a good man. 60 in our prime, in our old days, old Asian days, she wants a good man. So what should I do with 60 half her age, half her years? So I am 61 years old, she said. And I'm looking for a good man. I want a man who is over 50. I want a good man. And she also said, she went further to say that I don't want a man who is not working, because I am looking for going to church. I am looking for somebody that want to up my head. Well, if you are looking for one man in your 60 years, and you never realize, you should have looking before you turn 60. Something is definitely wrong. My God, my heart can't take it. My heart is too weak for these manies. I swear, I can't. Trust me, I'm wondering what them people really say. Say them something there. I'm like, what is going on in this world? Really, what is really going on? Cause I can't bother with the being manis and reality and blay. So my fiance left me because he was not satisfied. Okay, so past I'm 31, this man kept asking me for sex, and I told him no, and told him that we should wait until we get married. Married? Okay, good option. Married. Yeah, so that is the right option, people. You will have to get married. It is important to do so. So it is important to do so. Why? Because not that the Bible said. So I told him no, and that we should wait until we married. And the night before he left to go back to the US, we slept together, and we were finished. When we were finished, he asked me why her JJ was so loose. Oh wow. Well. That is an interesting story. I don't want to get into it, so I will leave it right there. Go and check out the dramatic issues. So their pastor people swear me is a gold digger. If a gold digger is, then a gold digger is. If you're not gold digger, then act different. You must act different. So say I have, their pastor have seen where you have solved many problems, and I am looking to ask you for help. And he said, I am a friend with a woman. I am a friendly woman. She used to live in England, and she is now in Jamaica. And this woman is very loving, and she is very kind to me. She got a good pension from England, but that is not the reason why we are friends. We are friends because I love her and she made me happy. Mm-hmm. And I have several years younger. I am seven years younger than she is. And this woman has a child, but they have not visited her in years. They have time for her, and I give them my time to her. And when she came to Jamaica, she bought a house, and she were friend at times. We were friends at that time, but our relationship was not as tight as it was now, and as it is now. Yeah, it is now in the present, not in the past things, you know. Yeah, so some people have it to say that I am with her because she has a car, and I don't even drive her own car often. I would like to marry this woman, but I was told that if we got married, she would have to give her up her pension, and that is true. That is true. So dear pastor, help me. So you want help? All right. What you need to do is don't listen to the people them who will tell you, say, yeah, gold digger, yes, yeah, not a no gold digger, and you have everything that you believe and trust in you. Reassure, say you don't want her money, you want she, and she is most important to you, and you love her that much. And if we're married, we can sign up a prenup. Yeah, prenup. So when you know, say, when you divorce, you're not getting, sad. All right, so dear pastor, my boyfriend think that he's too old for me. What is not this? Oh, mix up and blender. All right, that is about 3. Is that three? So I am 17 years old and my man is 27. What? Like what? Like really?
Whoa.
He is very good to me. He give me everything I want. I asked for. When I met him, I told my mother about him, and my mother told me that she want to know him. My mother got pregnant with me when she was 15, and she is always telling me that I should not try not to make man use me and get me pregnant like my father did to her. Good advice. Follow your mother advice. My father can't read, my mother can. And my mother said that she is a she. My mother said that she was fat, and when she got pregnant, people told my grandmother to report him to the police. But my mother threatened to run away because she loved my father so much. Well, your mother is a special stupid fool. But anyway, let's continue. And my father heard that my grandmother was going to report him, and so he disappeared. But his relative used to give my mother money. His relative used to give my mother money, but it was not enough. I told my boyfriend everything my mother told me. And so I told him to meet my mother, and your mother loves him. During holidays, I stay with my boyfriend, have to do my school work, and he is very strict about it. I want to be a flight attendant. And people, listen to that one. People tell me that I have a good personality, but I am thinking of trying something else. I like entertainment. My brother does not want me to go into that business. My boyfriend has a child with another woman. Lord of mercy, here comes the mix up and blender. No sir. And his mother does not want my boyfriend spend any time with him at his house, because she knows that I am there. So she told my boyfriend that I am a schoolgirl, that he should not have a relationship with a schoolgirl. He crossed a few bad words and at her, and told her to get out of his business. You think this man is too old for me? My mother told me it is better to be old, to be an older man, darling, than a younger man slave. Well, I may have to say to you, girl, follow your mother. If your mother warns you about old man, follow her. If your mother say don't have sex with him, don't have sex with him. And true that the guy wants to get you pregnant so fast, don't have two baby mothers and two baby mothers that hurt up your head. My suggestion, run. That is a good thing to do. If you don't want to run, stay with it. Dear pastor, my fiance left me because he was not satisfied. Oh, what is not this? What is not this? Is that he and Bembe? My fiance left me because I was not satisfied. Dear Pastor, I am 31 and I am a Christian 2 years ago, and I got married to a man who thought I was a good. I thought I was a good man. I'm confused, but anyway. I would say that he is a good charmer, and she left me off my, he swept me off my feet by making promises, and I believe him. You are a special stupid fool. SSF, special stupid fool. Special stupid fool, bad man. You can't go answer. You have to make some big nonsense and everything. If Emma just promise you everything, Emma what? Promises God's ruler? No! Something wrong. You have to wise up, man. So I was trying to build a house, and my brother was assisting me. I only had to find the material, and when this man met me, he was very nice to my brother, and my brother encouraged me to marry him. Okay, he leave abroad. You know when them leave abroad, you know there's something in us, something. So he lives abroad, and he was sent money to me by material, and he was in my skin to have sex with me before we got married. And the last time I had sex was with my previous boyfriend when I was 22. Now yeah, what? 31? Okay. So soon after that I became a Christian, and that boyfriend and I broke up. I did not have sex again, but I used to help myself to masturbate. Interesting. Anyway, so when this man kept asking me for sex, I told him no, and told him that we should wait until we are married. And he got annoyed, and he caused me to wanting to buy pussy in a bag, which is true. That is Jamaican turn. The pee in a bag. Yeah. To buy the pee in the bag. The night before he left me to go back to the United States, we slept together, and I could beat myself because I did not know how he got me to agree to have sex with him. Well, beat yourself some more. Yeah. When we finished, he asked me if I was sorry to force me to have sex with him, and he said no. Then he asked me why my vajayjay was so loose. Lord of mercy. If I had not been having sex, he said that I must have a boyfriend. And I was so upset with him, and just what he said to me. He went away, and after not hearing from him a whole week, I called him, and he asked me, and he said he did not think that he could go through it with the marriage because it has not hit. I had not been honest with him. trust issue, right there and then. If you explain to your boyfriend, as I said on a previous YouTube/podcast something, if your boyfriend find out that you're too loose and he suggests to you that you may have another boyfriend, although you know within yourself you don't have nobody, and it's just that, what you need to do is light out on the table for him. Tell him that you were previously in a relationship and that's why, etc., I was so loose, this and that. And he seemed to just reassure him, say, no, go on. Me no have no partner, me just you and me and you, and build a trust relationship bond. But it's hard because he's overseas, he don't know what is going in Jamaica, and he send money. So I be a bag of things right there and then. That's basically it on the Double Trouble Drama Show. And before I say I am your host, I Jamaica, Shensia, mother have been passed away. My condolences to her and her, the rest of her family, and it is very, very, very sad to see a dancer artist mother pass away. Now we have and cries and pours and tributes is outpours of love for Shensia as mom passed away. So we now have 684 cases, 10 persons dead, 117 import cases, contact of confirmed cases is 231, and local transmitted 29 cases, and also local cases that's linked to Alarico is 236, 7 under investigation, and 526. Person has been recovering, and I love the recovery mood after these cases. So I am your host, Valsography. Check me out on all social. It's the Double Trouble Drama Show on Instagram _, the Double Trouble Drama Show _, Facebook, YouTube, the Double Trouble Drama Show. And also on Twitter, the _POD, _drama POD. And also on Snapchat is the Troubler. Check me out on all social.